It is Mind Food Radio on mindfood.com, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined today by Gosia Piontek from Koto. Hello, Gosia.
Hi.
There's a really wonderful feature on you in Mind Food Style magazine. Now, first of all, let's talk about your brand, Koto. When did it start?
Well, actually, it's 10 years this month.
Woohoo!
I started it 10 years ago, and it was a very small venture back then. We started off with T-shirts, and we were selling them trans-Tasman, and then it just grew from there, really.
Give us an idea now, how many stockists Koto's in worldwide?
Oh, I think it's around 150, but we're going to near 200 with the next season. We've got really ambitious growth.
You are a fair trade organic clothing company. How difficult was that in the beginning? Because it sounds to me like a lot of rules and regulations.
Yeah, there is a lot of rules and regulations, but my passion from the beginning was always in sustainability and ethics, even when I started at the South when I was 25. And I wasn't sure that I was going to go into clothing. Clothing came out of my passion for sustainability and ethics, and we saw that there was a gap in the market and there was nothing on offer that was truly sustainable and ethical in the apparel industry in New Zealand. A friend of mine said, why don't you do fair trade organic cotton? And I didn't even know what that meant. I went home and I Googled it, and next thing I just got completely obsessed with it, and within 6 months I found us a supplier and the garments arrived and we sold them and we got paid, and next thing we had a business operating.
So tell me, what are the rules you've put on yourself and your own clothing brand, Koto, based on your organic cotton? Is there, you know, is there anything else that you can't do with your...
Yeah, well, I mean, we're quite mindful that we walk the talk, that we're not greenwashing people. So we make sure that we visit. So basically, fair trade means that it works with the producer group, from the people that are planting the cotton seed. So from the very beginning stages of the cycle, most fashion houses will buy fabric from a fabric merchant, but they don't know under which circumstances that fabric was grown or produced under. So our entire chain from seed to garment is transparent and is also ethical. So we are certified by the Fair Trade Labelling Organisation. We pay a certain percentage of our profits to them, which then goes back to the farmer to make sure that they are not being exploited. They get paid a fair wage. They get paid a fair amount for their crop. We can't bargain with them like you can with conventional cotton farmers. They set a price and we have to pay it. The complicated thing with us is that because we buy the raw cotton from the farmer, we have to design the fabric from scratch. So we've now become fabric designers, so we have to know how the warp and the weft works, and we design the thread of the yarn, and we decide whether it's melange or a solid colour. If it's a check, we design the check, the dimensions of the check. And then amongst all of this, we are also GOTS certified, which is the Global Organic Textile Standard. So that means that the cotton is grown formaldehyde, it's dyed formaldehyde free. It doesn't have any lead or nickel in it. And, you know, there's just certain washes we can't do. We can't use, yeah, it's nice. It's like, it means that also the business has been kept quite simple. We only work with cotton as it stands right now. And our changes have actually been quite organic and quite slow, and I think that's made people really understand the aesthetic of the brand. We've also made a staunch stand that we're not going to use trims unless we know where they come from.
It's just amazing. You must feel really good about what you're doing every day. Talking today to Gosia Piontek from Koto. Now, what can we expect from the summer collection for Koto?
Well, summer's just come out. And we've just launched our third drop, and it's light and it's fresh and it's all 100% ethical organic cotton, so it feels amazing to wear. It's also got all our signature shapes, which are off the body, loose, really comfortable. Everything that we do has pockets. And, you know, some of it's reversible, and I just feel like we really designed for a whole lot of ages as well.
You do, but the other thing, in looking at the collection, which is beautiful, you can eat pudding in it, can't you?
I'm sorry?
You can eat pudding in it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of big ties around your waist, yeah. You know. You can eat three courses, you can eat four courses, and you'll still look amazing.
Yeah, well, that's my personal aesthetic. I love off the body shapes. We don't do a lot of skin showing, and that's just our aesthetic. That's what we do, and we've stayed true to that, which I like. And now, you know, we've doubled in size. I mean, we've got now 16, 17 staff. We've just employed two more this month. We're probably going to be advertising for two more next month. Like, it's crazy. We're growing.
Well, the wonderful thing, Gosia, is that you're doing it, and other people are benefiting, and people can wear your clothes with a good conscience, and that's just amazing. Mm. It really is.
Yeah. I think it's nice that people are, zoning into this. I think, you know, and all around the world as well. We have agents in New York. We have an agent in Tokyo, one in Venice in Italy. We have one in Copenhagen. And everyone is really zoning into what we're doing. We're pretty lucky, really fortunate.
Thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on what you're achieving. I think
it's
amazing.
Thank you for calling. Thank you.